It's Monday, March 25th, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Following the massacre of 50 Muslims and the injury of another 20 in two mosques 1 week ago in Christchurch, New Zealand, Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern announced how she intended to oversee a two-minute time of silence, followed by the Muslim call to prayer to be broadcast nationwide, reports NBC News.
I know from many there is a desire to show support to the Muslim community as they return to mosques, particularly on Friday. There is also a desire amongst New Zealanders to mark the week that has passed since the terrorist attack. To acknowledge this, there will be a two-minute silence on Friday. We will also broadcast nationally via TVNZ and Radio New Zealand the call to prayer.
On Friday, Prime Minister Ardern donned a hijab, along with thousands of other non-Muslim women, as part of the hashtag Scarves in Solidarity campaign, and recited a passage from the Quran at a ceremony in Hagley Park shortly before the government-sanctioned Muslim call to prayer. The time was 1:30 p.m. locally, the moment when the attacks began the week before.
New Zealand mourns with you. We are one.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله.
The English translation of that Islamic call to prayer is, quote, God is great. I bear witness that there is no God except the one God. I bear witness that Muhammad is the messenger of God. Hurry to the prayer. Rise up for prayer. Hurry to success. Rise up for salvation. God is great. There is no God except the one God. End quote. To be clear, though, the Muslims do not worship the one true God, who has revealed himself through creation, the person of Jesus Christ, and the Old and New Testaments. Instead, they worship the moon god, and Muhammad is a false prophet. Pastor Chris Baines, the director of Eternal Purpose Ministries and the interim pastor of Community Bible Church in Rodney, New Zealand, explained that the Muslim call to prayer was also carried in most shopping malls, businesses, and schools. Baines also told The Worldview that Christians are, quote, being slammed for deciding not to take part in this. One political leader here single-handedly removed the name of Jesus Christ from the parliamentary prayer last year. This week he had prayer led by the Islamic leader in parliament. It's a strange feeling here right now, asking if you could pray God would give us all wisdom. End quote. In Exodus 20, 2 and 3, God spoke these words, I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. After 2 long years, independent counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into President Trump ended Friday without any public charges of a criminal conspiracy by the president, reports the Associated Press. Mueller submitted his report to Attorney General William Barr instead of directly to the public because the Justice Department had appointed him. 4,000 pro-lifers flooded the Illinois Capitol on Wednesday in opposition to several radical pro-abortion bills that would allow unborn babies to be aborted up to birth, reports LifeNews.com. In fact, the Illinois News Network reports that so many people showed up for the peaceful pro-life rally that police temporarily closed access to the Capitol due to, quote-unquote, overcrowding. Photos on Illinois Right to Life's Facebook page show pro-lifers packed in the Capitol Rotunda. 16,000 people filed witness slips against the legislation, the strongest opposition that's ever been seen. And finally, an ISIS Muslim terrorist leader came to faith in Christ through the Ministry of Leading the Way, which launched a 24/7 Christian satellite TV station, the Kingdom Satellite, back in 2009 to the Middle East and North Africa, reports Charisma News. Amazingly, when Muhammad first planned to meet with one of Leading the Way's follow-up coordinators in the Middle East called Peter. His initial plan was to kill him, but through a dream about Jesus, his life was dramatically turned around. The second time they met, Muhammad told Peter he had a dream and saw an envelope dripping blood with great fragrance. Peter told him, "Jesus is sending you a message, and you need to give your life to him." At that moment, he surrendered his life to Jesus. Muhammad then told Peter that the first time they met, he had a knife in his back pocket and wanted to kill him on the spot, but something prevented him from doing this. The miracle was that he discovered that Muhammad was in fact a prince of ISIS, who other people would pledge allegiance to die for. Romans 10:9 says, "If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved." And that's the worldview in 5 minutes on this Monday, March 25th in the year of our Lord, 2019. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.